necessary to life is birth. Now all wisdom and all philosophy seek to inculcate an acceptance of death. Experience has taught me that the dying accept their fate with a good deal of bravery, wasteful courage. One fact that we know about death is that it is not pain, but the cessation of pain. Death is not condemnation to suffering, it is. We want to hold on to life. We know we have nothing to fear in death. We know that when loved ones die, pain is ours, not theirs. A grief is a terrible thing. Loneliness, lightness. But is it noble of us to cry out and say, go over now, please? It's natural, of course. Noble. What? There is, in fact, I'm afraid, a remarkable amount of self-pity associated. Recall to you that quite human invocation of death at Edmund Laye wrote, I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts on the hard ground. So it is, so it will be, so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, wild, lovely. Crown of lilies and laurel they go, I, not in time. Lovers and thinkers into the earth with me, one with the dull, the indiscriminate dust. Fragment of what you felt, of what you knew, a formula, a phrase, that thought. The answer is put to the key, the honest book, that. They are gone to feed the road. Elegant and curled is the flock, fragrant is the bottom. I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses you put. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go. Beautiful, tender, kind, quiet. Intelligent, vivid, brave, friendly. I do not approve. I do not. Unfortunately, we are not asked to approve it yet. We have no alternative but to resign ourselves to an entrance into our life. Is our complaint over the death of a loved one a complaint about our own fatigue, respect? Sometimes I feel that we are too tender-hearted in our system. We offer words of explanation which explain nothing. We excuse tears long after the eyes that have been wiped. The widow says to us, why me? We offer excuses instead of saying, why not? Death is part of life. Death is the way of life. Love is community. Choose love, your friend, not to be loved. Beyond grief is the gritting of the teeth. Beyond grief, there is a pulling oneself together. Beyond grief, there is a tentative smile. Beyond grief, there are new feelings, new responses, new responsibilities, ultimately in the life. Rather, beyond grief, there can be a gritting of the teeth, pulling oneself together, a Thunderfin smiled, new responsibility. Have we the courage to open our hearts again to love? Many have not. Have we the courage again to offer ourselves courage to back? Will we live out our days under gray skies of darkness, the lonely darkness, only intimate shadow of darkness? You know, if we're honest at this hour, we are close to those who we have loved and lost, we would listen to their voices. We do not live for our dreams, we do not ask for our dreams, what do they tell us? Find happiness. Find your way back into the land of humility. Put away that cramping self-concern that you have found about you. Stop seeking for yourself. Begin seeking for love. Stop grieving. Begin living. It was wrong. They knew suffering, they knew pain, we lost. They knew how to counsel us then and now. Would that we could listen to their voice. Patience, much. Do not turn away this bright day, empowered and glorious in Christ. Let gold and blue by day, like gold. Face it, in doing so, be wise enough to know his death was. His death was colored wood, gold, bronze, blue, with the seasons. Pure translation, whose impermanence informs the watching sense, not with this there, memory, and prayer, the three other seasons, perfect faith. But only all that live, all that die, is holy. Live, testifies to bravery and spirit and faithfulness.